You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy here at Mix 100. The time has come for us to play Rattle Off. These lines are filled. That makes me so happy. Anna, I really appreciate you calling in. What are you up to today? Anything fun?
To school.
What? On your way to school.
Oh, right. School. Okay.
What kind of school? What are you studying?
No, sorry. I dropped off my daughter to preschool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your phone was kind of cutting out.
So what are you going to do with the rest of your day? I'm going to put her on hold.
That is a difficult call right there.
I'm going to put her on hold. Josh, can you get with Anna and see if we can get her phone in a better spot?
Tell her to wrap it in foil. Got it? All right, yeah, he's on it.
Here's Kevin. Kevin, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So what are you up to that's fun today? Anything good?
Into work for the first time in like a month, so that's fun, I guess.
Back in, huh?
Why were you off for a month?
Yeah. Not off, just working from home, going into the office for the first time.
Gotcha. My wife's going back next month, I believe, a couple days a week. They're bringing them back.
It's been a while for her, right? Has it been a year and a half?
Like a year and a half plus.
Yeah.
Yep, so that's kind
of
weird.
I had to ask, though, because I have a friend of mine who works for, I probably shouldn't say, it's an investment company, and she's been there long enough that they give her the, like, one-month sabbatical every 2 years or whatever, mm-hmm. or something like that. She gets, it's, like, separate from vacation time, she gets the sabbatical.
It's nice.
Which,
ooh, nice.
Just the word.
Sabbatical.
You know, to go on sabbatical. What would you do, Kevin, if you were given a month off? What would you do?
Oh, man. Probably go on a fishing trip or something for just go see some national parks, spend some time outdoors.
That sounds nice.
That's pretty good. Take
ride
Jeremy
a moose.
Maybe.
Yeah, we can go ride moose together. It'll be a blast. Yeah.
Love it.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a shot?
I'm ready.
All right, 10 seconds. Let's take you back to childhood, Kevin.
Okay.
In 10 seconds, we need five either fairy tales or nursery rhymes. Five
All
of
right.
those. Ready and go.
Yep. Mother Goose, Humpty Dumpty, Robin Hood, fairy tales. Pinocchio.
Time's up. Little Miss Muffet.
Little Red Miss Riding Muffet. Hood.
Peter, Pumpkin Eater.
Oh, Little Jack Horner.
And many more.
These will haunt you for the rest of the day, Kevin.
Darn it, Kitty Dog.
Man.
All right, buddy.
I'm glad you called, and have a good day back in the office, okay?
All right, thanks.
Later.
Okay, bye-bye. Speaking of which, I'm going to give a plug for a book series that I loved. It's a guy, his name is Jasper Ford, but it's two Fs, F-F-O-R-D-E, Jasper Ford. And he writes a series called The Nursery Crime Novels. Mm. And it's stories where modern day people actually live with nursery rhyme characters.
I think I read one of those. I read the Humpty Dumpty one, right?
Yeah, he's investigating the murder of Humpty Dumpty.
That's right.
And I gotta say, I found those books fantastic. So look them up. Did we get Anna
I think
back?
Anna's
in the good.
Space?
Hi, Anna.
Hi, I'm back.
There you are.
She's back and better than ever.
Exactly.
Right. So I was asking you, what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
I'm going home. I'm working remote today. So, yeah.
Okay. What do you
do?
I am a service coordinator with Denver Housing Authority. So I help our residents there with any services they need.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's good work.
Very good. Well, are you ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys in the morning?
I am ready. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm all of the above.
You should be. This is hard.
There's something like a million people listening right now, and they're judging you.
Maybe
no
more.
Pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah. And we're going to point out that her name is Anna, and
works for the city.
Yeah. Here's her home address.
great.
You can do this. 10 seconds. Five different, let's say you're wandering the aisles at the store looking for some deodorant. We want five brands of deodorant. Five different brands of deodorant. Ready and go.
Dove. Oh, my God.
There's so many.
I look.
There's like a wall of deodorant when you're looking at them, you know?
I know there's. I have used Dove my entire life. I'm one kind of girl.
One and done.
That's kind of funny. I mean, we buy what we're used to, right?
Hey, if it works.
Exactly.
Why switch it?
Oh, man.
Jeremy, what's your brand? You need the super strength.
I've been using the Arm & Hammer brand.
Arm & Hammer.
Yeah, I got off the super stuff. It's bad.
You did?
Yeah, it's bad. I did years ago. It's bad for you.
Oh, I'm a ban guy.
Ban.
Ban.
Oh, darn.
Maybe I need to break out of my Dove phase.
No, no, no. Don't do that.
Well, the Dove people are very appreciative that you just, like, you know, just kind of like a robot go into the store and buy the daylight.
You just gave them a major endorsement.
Yeah.
I should be sponsored. Come on,
that's exactly right. They should be paying you, Anna.
Take pictures of your armpits and put them on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Hashtag Dove. Hashtag sweat free. Hashtag sniff them.
Oh, that's hilarious. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having fun with us. Have a fun day, okay?
Bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. There she goes. Here comes Fiona. Hi, Fiona. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How's it going?
Hey, girl.
We don't hear from a whole lot of Fionas, but we got a Facebook message earlier today. Was that you or a different Fiona?
That was not me. That was a different Fiona.
That's a pretty name, though. Fiona.
Yeah, we love that name.
I love it.
Thank you.
What are you doing today? Anything fun? What do you do for a living?
I work at a preschool.
We hear from so many people who are early education / preschool people. A lot.
It's a good career.
Yeah, those kids need it.
And
get them in shape.
We seem to be number one. We're the number one morning show for preschool teachers.
We're big with preschool teachers,
yeah.
So. Don't want to brag, but...
I wonder if they feel like this is like prep for working with toddlers. You think? Like, spend an hour listening to Dom and Jeremy, and you can handle anything a three-year-old can put out?
What's on the game plan today? What are you teaching them?
Today we're just going to be doing we like to do a lot of exploring. So there's like a little wetlands by our school. And so we're going to go do some like nature sketching and stuff like
that. Don't lose any of them.
I love that.
We'll try not to.
Do a head count.
That's really cool though. I like that.
That is neat.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 10 seconds. You like Disney movies, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, then in 10 seconds, give me five, and you can go back in time. We don't care how far back you go. We want five Disney villains.
Ooh.
Who are five of the Disney bad guys? Ready and go.
Okay. Ursula, Maleficent, King Richard.
Time's up.
No. I was thinking looking for Scar, right?
Scar and Jafar.
Scar, Jafar.
Oh, Jafar.
Did you say Cruella de Vil?
Cruella de Vil.
And many more.
Fiona. Well, we enjoyed talking to you. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You guys too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Whoa, she turned into a sheep there.
Have fun at the park.
Bye.
Have fun at the wetlands.
Yeah, go draw some frogs.
I'm trying to engage line three here, Jeremy.
Oh, you got it. It says on air.
There we go. Oh, here we go.
Luke.
Hello, Luke. Welcome.
How you doing?
Hey, Luke.
Good day for me.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning, Luke?
A Starbucks sandwich.
Yum.
Mm. Which one? Tell me what was on it.
Sausage. Say sausage.
The bacon, Gouda, and egg.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good for you.
Yeah, good enough. You ready to play Rattle Off? We can't seem to get a winner today.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Eat her down.
10 seconds, Luke. Five of the vehicles made by Subaru. Five different vehicles made by Subaru. Can he do it? Ready and go.
Ooh, let's go. Subaru.
That's not good.
I got nothing.
Well, I'll save it for later.
Come on,
then.
Luke.
What kind of car do you drive?
Chevy Blazer.
All right.
All right. What kind of mileage you get on that thing?
Not great. It's pretty old.
Yeah. What year? Like an old K5 one?
No, not quite. My brother used to have one of those. But
that was my first car.
Like 2000.
Oh, all right, buddy.
Putting together my little News for Nerds segment to go out in the mailer tomorrow. And one of the stories in there, Luke, is actually about the study that they did on old cars. And they found that it's actually better for the environment to drive an old car into the ground than to go out and buy a new one. Even if the old ones don't get great gas mileage, if they've got, you know, other problems, it's still preferable to the planet than buying a new car.
Thank you, Luke.
So you're saving Earth, Luke.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Luke.
You're welcome. You know, I do what I can for the
He does his part.
Probably threw his plastic Starbucks cup in the trash, though.
Right, exactly.
You got a straw, too.
Shut up, Luke.
Think of the turtles.
Have a good day, sir.
Later, man.
Thanks. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. it's ridiculous. Hi, Caitlin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad you called. What are you doing today? Anything fun?
Oh, just going into work.
Yuck. Mm-hmm.
How do you get a paycheck? What do you do?
I am a family support coordinator at a nonprofit for kids with cancer.
You're a good human.
Thank you for that work.
Well done.
We appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. Make my morning.
Oh, it's all group hug. Let's get in here. Get a group hug.
Jeremy,
put your mask on and give me a group hug.
Be really careful because Jeremy tends to drop his hand down and squeeze
butt
cheeks.
So
watch out, okay? If that happens, it's Jeremy. It's
just
not
a little
me.
Pinch. Mm-hmm. Just to show how that I care.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin might pinch you back. I don't know.
You never know.
I'm thinking not.
Hopefully not. No.
Yeah, I'm thinking not.
All right, so listen, I'm going to try to get five words from you, okay? Five words. And these are five words that must end in the letters R-T. R as in radar, T as in Tom.
Easy.
Five words that must end in R-T. You can do it. Ready and go.
Art, sweetheart, court, shirt, sport, short. Fart, court,
cart. Say fart, Caitlin. Just say fart.
You might as well say fart.
Say fart. Do it.
Okay, I was thinking it. Say it. Fart.
Hey, she said it. Okay. Hey, you got like almost 10 of them. You're a winner.
Woo.
Woo to you.
Well good done. For you. Now, listen, obviously people are realizing that as time goes by, and we get, you know, farther and farther over time like we are this morning, they do tend to get a little easier, don't they, Jeff?
Just a little bit. Good for you, though, Caitlin.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
If you will stand by, Josh will be back, and he's going to tell you about that prize, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. That was actually quite fun today.
That was a good round.
I loved our contestants. Yes, you guys indeed. Were excellent. If you didn't get through to play today, don't be sad. We'll play again tomorrow morning at 9.